Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But the president's not letting Chuck and Hips go home empty-handed. After their meeting yesterday in the Oval, he handed them both Trump 2028 hats. They said no, but when they cave and come back, they're getting a hat that says Trump was right about everything.
What kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want us to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
How about that, Charles Payne? Great to have you back. I love that story by Jesse Waters about President Trump and the chief trolling capacity there in the White House.
You know, Trump is having so much fun right now. He's like every day he's having fun. It's like, you know, the thing with the meme the other day with Jeffries.
Yeah. And just, they're hot about that.
Oh, my goodness. And the angrier they get, the more fun he has. He can't stop it. It's like Dennis the Menace right now.
He really is. So let's talk government shutdown for a minute. I know it, at least on futures, I haven't seen the numbers here lately. The futures were down a little bit on this. What kind of impact does this have on the economy?
Very little. I think the markets, the futures are down just slightly on some maybe other things. You know, we just had the ADP number come in that was really low, but it's one of these things where it's more hyped than anything else. You know, because it's Kabuki theater, and at the end of the day, they all agree to a deal, and whoever was furloughed gets paid back money. And it's like a free vacation. And the government gets even more bloated. They need to stop this whole charade because, you know, if this is one of these areas where they start this horse trading and we end up with these bridges of nowhere. You know, the so-called temporary debt ceiling has been around for decades and it's not temporary, you know. So if you get rid of it, this becomes a leveraging point. It becomes a talking point. And, you know, I don't know why. I mean, it feels like both parties want to keep it in because it always seems to kind of give them political fodder. But it doesn't do anything for the American public. And so I feel like if there was a way we could all vote on this as a nation, hey, get rid of it, because it's not, if it was a debt ceiling, it was a debt ceiling, but it's not. It just becomes a point where you guys can, you know, fire up the masses and then cut deals and say, hey, you know, we had to do it for the sake of keeping the government open. But, you know, we have learned something. We've learned this one term, non-essential workers. We've learned that we can have a functioning government without perhaps a lot fewer employees. And that's what DOGE was supposed to be all about. So,
right.
It's really just more theater than anything else.
Charles, Dan Buck here. I'm sitting in for Kim. First of all, I'm going to throw it out there and let you know, when it comes to Fox News, you are one of my favorites, not just on Fox Business, but all the times I see you come over to the news side. You absolutely are enjoyable and just love your take on almost everything you talk about. So that's,
thank you very much.
Yeah, number one. Number two, we're starting a new month today, October 1st. What can we expect out of the Fed this month? Are we going to see another quarter cent drop? And if so, how do you think that could impact the lending market as well as the housing market?
It's interesting you said that. So in anticipation of the Fed making that first cut, we saw mortgage rates come down a lot. And we saw a big jump in applications. And so since the cut, mortgage rates have gone up a little bit. You know, there's the old buy the rumor, sell the news kind of reaction. This morning we found out that overall mortgage applications in the last week were down almost 13%, most of that in refis. So there's no doubt that this is extraordinarily sensitive. Like, the housing market wants this really badly, and I think it's something that is critical for everyone. So, again, we'll see what happens, because the government's number comes out on Friday, but ADP down 32,000. The street thought we were going to be up 45,000. And what even more adds more salt to the wound is that the only niche of hiring that was up was in large companies. Small companies were devastated. So lending costs have to come down. They just simply have to come down. And I think a minimum of a 20. Hey, if we get a Friday jobs report like the Marist's ADP report, we could be talking about 50 basis points.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of capital we know sitting on the sideline here with both small and mid-tier businesses. And I think an interest rate would get some of that capital to market. I think people would start to invest in and come to bear, but they just couldn't justify it when those rates were so high.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Charles, what's your take on the drug deal the president announced yesterday? Obviously, it was just one company, but obviously he's trying to make that same deal with others. Is this as big a deal as I think it is?
It is. I really think it is. This is one of these areas where purists, sort of the conservative purists, like, well, government shouldn't be involved. And, you know, I just know how you go to people and say, hey, you know, the same drug that you need for little Johnny that you could barely afford to keep him alive, it costs like, 99% cheaper if you go to Mexico, right? I mean, it's just, how do you explain that to people? How do we let companies get away with that? These products are created and developed here in this country. So it's one that, yesterday of the top 10 movers in the market, three of them were drug stocks. So it's good for their business to cut this deal, and the thing, they're pretty slick. So the Pfizer deal lasts until three years. In other words, they're hoping maybe another president comes in and looks the other way. I can tell you right now, if you're a lobbyist in the pharmaceutical industry, go and start looking for mansions, because you're going to get one.
When's James? Right,
we're going to have a mansion. I'm going to buy a mansion, because we're going to drop a lot of money on D.C. to get it once Trump is out of office. But I think it's a great deal for America. You know, it's ridiculous. Everyone complains about drug prices, and it's a legitimate concern.
Well, the good thing is, as I mentioned to Dan earlier, these other countries, their prices are so low because they're government mandated, right? They said you can sell it here, but you have to sell it for this amount.
Right.
The U.S. didn't do that.
Right.
We negotiated with the company for a more reasonable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Approach.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're a free market economy, and it has served us well. But, I try to tell people, whether it's tariffs or something like this, capitalism is a wonderful machine, but like any machine, it's got to be calibrated, it's got to be retooled, it's got to be checked up. You know, if you have a 20-year-old car, you just don't go in and put the key in all the time and it works properly, right?
Right.
And so these are things that I think that have to be tweaked. We're in a different environment. This is the fourth industrial revolution. Things are somewhat different. The competitive landscape is somewhat different. We just can't go out there and say, you know, well, the market will take care of itself, because sometimes it needs to be nudged here and there.
That's especially true. In this sector, too, right? It's not a discretionary product like automobiles or furniture or appliances. This is something people actually need, and there's a little bit of a monopoly around some of these products.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you got to regulate it to some degree to just keep the pricing fair. And it, why it hasn't happened before now is the biggest question. It's kind of the obvious thing in the room, right? Trump going after a very obvious issue.
That's a great point. What do you got coming up on Making Money today?
Man, I got so many things. we'll pick up on this conversation that we're having right now, because these are critical. There's a new hot IPO coming out, you know, this whole data center thing. How do we power the future? So I've got Rick Perry, who's on the board, along with the CEO. They start trading today. It'd probably be one of these huge moves. So those are going to be like my special guests. But the Federal Reserve, really, there's a real transition going on there. And I think everyone in America needs to pay attention, because this is one of these things that does impact every single person listening. Interest rates, borrowing rates, the tone of the economy. The Federal Reserve has as much power over that as the president, and I think we're going to have a new Federal Reserve, but I'd like to see them get in line right now rather than waiting till May or next summer.
Rain Charles, great to have you on again, my friend. Don't stay away so long next time.
It's been way too long, man.
That's
talk
right.
To you soon.
Appreciate
All right,
it,
we'll
man.
Talk to you
Alrighty.
Soon. Charles Payne there with
love
the Fox
that
Business
guy.
Network.
Isn't love that guy. I just love his take on everything. It very rarely have I ever heard something come out of his mouth I didn't agree with, and that's the truth. He's just spot on.
He's a clothes horse too. Like I got to meet him when I went to New York a couple years ago, and Todd Pyro gave us a tour of the Fox News facility, and he takes me in behind the Fox and Friends This Morning set, I should say, and Charles was waiting in the wings. He was the next guest on, and I got to shake hands with him, meet him in person, get a picture with him. He's about a foot taller than me.
He's a big
guy, always dressed to the nines.
Yeah, he gets away with suits I could never get away with. Man,
yeah,
that dude looks good every day.
He does,
wears some bold suits.
All right.
Pinstripes.
My buddy Mark Walters just texted me something, a big win by the Second Amendment Foundation when it came to being able to conceal carry in a post office. I'm going to give you more on details on that in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.